AI. I mean, it's everywhere these days, right? It's gone from like the sci-fi thing we used to talk about to something we're actually dealing with.
Yeah, it's gone from science fiction to like our morning coffee.
Totally.
And which you probably chose for us, by the way.
Probably, right? It's wild. But with AI becoming so powerful so quickly, obviously brings up a ton of questions. Like, how do we make sure it doesn't go all Terminator on us?
It's the million-dollar question,
Yeah.
right? And everyone's got an opinion, especially with this whole California AI bill, SB 1047.
Yeah, Governor Newsom's veto on that really stirred things up.
Total storm. You've got some folks saying it's a huge missed opportunity, others saying Newsom dodged a bullet.
Exactly. It's like everyone's yelling and no one's listening. So that's where we come in, right? We're diving deep into this whole SB 1047 saga. Not just the headlines, but like the WHY behind all the drama. What does it tell us about regulating AI? What's the stuff you actually need to know?
Because this isn't just some California thing. This is about figuring out how we as a society deal with algorithms having more and more say in our lives.
Okay, so let's back up for a sec. SB 1047, the bill that got vetoed it, was all about making AI development safer, which on the surface sounds like a good thing, right?
Sounds like a no-brainer. Who doesn't want safer AI? But it gets complicated fast. The devil's in the detail.
Because it was those safety measures that really got people riled up. Like that whole thing about yearly audits for any AI project. Imagine having to hire some outside firm every single year to like put your AI under a microscope.
Talk about a logistical nightmare. And expensive.
Crazy expensive, especially if you're a small startup.
Yeah, for smaller companies, that kind of regulation could be a death sentence. Give the advantage to the big tech giants who can afford it.
Right. Imagine you've got this killer AI idea you're pouring your heart and soul into, and suddenly, bam, you've got this massive new expense every year.
Stifles innovation. That was a big argument against the bill.
Makes sense, though, right? How do you balance needing safeguards with not crushing the people trying to create new things?
Million-dollar question. It's a tough one. And in this case, it seems like Newsom felt like the bill went too far.
Which is interesting because it's not like he's against safer AI. In fact, he actually calls SB 1047 well-intentioned in his veto message.
He did.
But he also says it's flawed in its approach.
Which, if you know Newsom, means he's probably got another plan up his sleeve.
Oh, yeah, definitely. He's not just going to leave it at that.
His veto message is practically begging for a bigger discussion on AI regulation.
So he's not ignoring the risks of AI. He even said something like, "We can't wait for some major AI disaster before we act." But he clearly wasn't sold on this particular bill.
It really comes down to two main things. First, Newsom felt like SB 1047 was too fixated on what he calls big AI, you know, those massive AI systems everyone's talking about.
Right, like the ones that make you think of Skynet and the robot apocalypse.
Exactly. But focusing only on the big players might mean missing some real dangers lurking in the shadows.
You're saying smaller AI can be just as risky even if it's not making headlines.
Think about it like this. A hurricane is going to cause a ton of damage.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But even smaller storms can cause serious floods, especially if people aren't prepared.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
It's the same with AI. A smaller, more targeted AI could still do a lot of harm, say, manipulating the stock market or messing with elections with fake news and stuff.
Wow. Okay, so size isn't everything. Smaller AI can still pack a punch. And this kind of ties into Newsom's second big concern, doesn't it? That whole thing about AI evolving faster than we can regulate it.
Exactly. Newsom practically says that regulating based on today's big AI is like trying to catch a bullet train on a bicycle.
Good luck with that.
It's a recipe for failure. By the time you catch up, the technology has already zoomed off in a different direction.
So how do you even begin to regulate something that's constantly evolving?
It's a huge challenge. That's why Newsom's pushing for a more flexible approach, something that can adapt as AI changes. He even mentioned looking at those national guidelines being developed.
Instead of just California going it alone.
Yeah, like maybe those guidelines could be a starting point.
So it seems like this veto wasn't about hitting the brakes on AI regulation, more like pumping the brakes on a specific approach he didn't agree with.
Totally. And you know, Newsom, he's not one to just sit around and wait.
Definitely not, especially with a topic this important.
He's been busy signing a bunch of other AI-related bills lately.
Really? I hadn't heard about that. So it's not all doom and gloom. What are some of the things California IS doing?
Well, these new bills aren't just random regulations. They're obviously grouped around a few key themes, which I think is really interesting.
Ooh, okay. Like what? Give me the themes.
One big one is protecting kids online. Think about how real those AI-generated deepfakes are getting.
It's kind of terrifying how convincing they are.
And California is really concerned about that technology being used to create harmful stuff, especially targeting kids.
Yeah, like AI-generated child pornography. We definitely don't want that.
Exactly. And they're also worried about kids being manipulated by AI, like in educational software.
So it's not just about protecting them from bad content. It's about making sure AI is used responsibly and ethically in their education, too. Makes sense.
Right. And then there's election integrity. That's another huge one, especially with the 2024 election coming
up. Oh, yeah. I can only imagine the chaos AI could cause in an election.
Think deepfakes in political ads or even completely made-up news articles.
It's scary to think about. So what's California doing about that?
They're pushing for laws to make AI-generated political content much more transparent, like forcing campaigns to disclose if they're using AI to create content.
It's like those disclaimers they have on commercials, dramatization, not actual results. Except with AI, it'd be warning, deepfake in progress.
Exactly. Yeah. The idea is to make it harder for people to spread misinformation without anyone knowing. And they also want to give people more control over their own likenesses.
So, like, if someone wanted to use my face in a campaign ad, they'd have to ask me first.
Pretty much.
That's good, because things are getting seriously Black Mirror out there. It's like you said earlier, we need to figure out how to be in control of this technology, not the other way around.
Absolutely. And it all comes down to trust and transparency, which brings us to another important theme.
Which is, don't leave me hanging.
Healthcare. Well, healthcare transparency, to be exact. Yeah. So imagine this. You go to the doctor, right? You get a diagnosis, maybe even a treatment plan, and AI was a big part of those decisions, but you had no idea.
Whoa. That's kind of freaky. Like finding out your favorite band secretly used a drum machine on their new album.
And you feel totally betrayed.
Right.
And in healthcare, it's way more serious, obviously. So California is trying to pass laws that make doctors tell you if they're using AI.
Especially for the big stuff, like diagnosing you or deciding your treatment.
Exactly.
It boils down to trust, doesn't it? Knowing if you're getting advice from a human or a machine changes everything. It makes you wonder. With AI, it's like people see what they want to see. Some see doom and gloom. Others see like this amazing future. It's kind of wild.
It really is. Which is why this whole SB 2047 thing is so interesting, even though the bill itself got shot down. It brings up these big questions about what role we want AI to have in our lives. Those questions aren't going away anytime soon.
Definitely not. And speaking of questions, I bet the reactions to this veto were pretty strong.
Oh, you know it. People had a lot to say. It's like everyone hit the reset button on this whole AI regulation debate.
So what were some of the takes? Give me the highlights.
Okay, so Nancy Pelosi, she was a big critic of the bill, right? She actually tweeted praising Newsom's veto. She said something like, AI started here in California. Thanks, Governor Newsom, for recognizing that small businesses and universities, not just big tech, should be leading the way.
So she's coming at it from an innovation angle, making sure California stays ahead of the curve.
Exactly. But then you have someone like State Senator Scott Wiener. He actually wrote SB 1047, and he was not happy about the veto.
I bet he wasn't.
He called it a setback and said something like, this veto basically means companies can create crazy powerful AI without any real rules from the government. This is dangerous and makes us all less safe.
So it's like two completely different perspectives.
Huh.
One saying this is about unleashing potential, and the other saying it's about preventing a disaster. It's a lot to wrap your head around.
It really is. And I think that's the biggest takeaway here. This wasn't just about one bill or one veto. It was about something much bigger.
The future of AI and how we're all going to deal with it.
Exactly. And that's something we all need to be thinking about. Because this isn't just a California issue. This is a global thing.
It's like we're all standing at the bottom of this huge mountain, and the only way is up. It's exciting and terrifying at the same time.
Perfectly said.
And that's a wrap on this deep dive into California's AI showdown. Thanks for listening, everyone. Don't forget to share your thoughts on the veto and what you think about the future of AI. Until next time, keep those brains buzzing.